Chapter 6, Operation Sam Sorta. We approach her in the kitchen.
Mom, Mary begins, we've been thinking.
Yes, honey.
She's peeling an avocado for a salad. Mary nudges me to continue.
We want to participate in the Sam Sorta, I say, sliding into a kitchen chair.
Mom drops the avocado slicer.
Since when?
Since we heard about it, Mary says.
Yeah, I say, trying to keep my voice flat and void of emotion. Hello, Robo Rachel.
It will be fun.
Rachel, come on, Mom says, resuming the salad prep. This is one of those things you say you want because it sounds like fun, and then you're sick of it within a week.
Just as I thought.
No way. Remember the electronic piano? She continues. You claimed you wanted to take lessons. We bought you the piano, and you only played it once.
I lean against the table.
I could never remember all those notes.
Mom rips open a bag of lettuce and dumps it into a large white bowl. A bowl that sometimes doubles as our cauldron.
And what about Taekwondo? You wanted to take it. We bought you the outfit, and then you decided you wanted to be a ballerina instead. And we all remember what happened to you in ballet class.
I accidentally peed in my tutu during a plié. What can I say? Dancing just isn't my thing. Nice of her to bring it up, though.
What are you trying to say exactly? Are you calling me a flake?
If the ballet slipper fits, she says. Remember Monopoly? It was all you could talk about. Monopoly this, Monopoly that. Jewel has Monopoly, I want Monopoly. And then we bought it for you, and you've never even finished the game.
But that's because only the first 20 minutes are fun, and then you just go around and around and around.
Wait a sec. Why am I defending myself here? I don't even want to do the Sam Sorta. I'm just asking to be nice.
All I'm saying is that I don't think the Sam Sorta is such a good idea. It's a big commitment.
I cheer. Silently, of course. Mary's face falls.
But I didn't quit Taekwondo. I still do it.
Mom rummages in the fridge and pulls out a tomato and a green pepper.
I know, honey, but still, it's a lot of work. And for what? Just to get the newsletter?
Mary perks up.
What newsletter?
Oh, you know what's happening in the witch world. You can't even unsubscribe. They find you anywhere. It's so irritating.
Where are these newsletters? I ask. Mom shrugs.
In the cleaning closet.
I should really check out this closet. Who knows what else is in there? Diamonds? A new car? No skeletons, I hope.
It's not just about the newsletter, Mary says. Although I would like to see those. It's about being part of a community.
Mom turns on the faucet to rinse her vegetables and then shouts over the rushing water.
Exactly. That's the problem. It's so public. After your Sam Sorta, every witch knows who you are. You're out. Wouldn't you rather fly under the radar, so to speak?
She turns off the water, deposits her veggies on the cutting board, and starts chopping.
Mary, I think you, of all people, would be against it. It wastes a lot of magic. Didn't you just tell me last night you wanted to be a gray witch?
Yeah, she mumbles. I guess.
Well, then, let's forget it.
She dumps the veggies into the bowl.
Who's setting the table today?
Way to go, Mom.
I'd prefer to keep our skeletons securely in the closet. And my salads veggie-free.
That sucked, Miri said, kicking my closet door.
You can still meet people on my witch book. More fun and less waste.
It's not the same, she moans.
I guess not. Sorry. I sit at my desk and open my chemistry textbook.
Are you? You don't sound sorry.
She gives me a dirty look.
You didn't try that hard to convince her.
'Cause I'm not dying to do it. Now, where was I? Right. Page one. The periodic table. I'm a sophomore now. I have a lot of responsibilities. If I don't pay attention to this graph, I could blow up the school by accident.
Yeah, whatever.
She lies face down on my bed. I watch her out of the corner of my eye. What? No joke about how you're surprised I haven't blown up the school already?
Whatever.
I roll all the way over to her in my computer chair, which is not easy to do on carpet.
Miri, I can't stand you being so down. Smile.
She flips her head over to face me. Her lower lip quivers. Oh, no.
Miri, don't be upset. It's okay.
Obviously, it isn't.
It's just that we've missed out on so much magic stuff already. I can't stand to miss out on this, too.
She does have a point, I guess. I lift my feet off the floor and balance my heels on the edge of my bed. Miri, if you really want to do it, you can convince her. She looks up at me.
Yeah?
I'll help you get her to agree. But I don't want to do it. You'll have to do it on your own, okay?
You'll help me? Really?
She asks hopefully. Yes. What are big sisters for? Let me tell you what you have to do. It's Tuesday, aka 2 days to my birthday, before school. We're lurking outside Mom's bedroom, about to embark on Operation Convince Mom to Let Miri Have a Samsorta. I love operations. Not real ones, obviously. No one likes being cut up. Except maybe the people on those Make Me Look Like a Celebrity plastic surgery shows. Ready? I mouth. Set. Pause for effect. Go! I open Mom's door and push Miri and her tray of goodies inside. It's breakfast in bedtime, and we have the works. Toast, jam, blueberry muffins, coffee, fresh OJ. Then I hit the floor so Mom can't see me. As I explain to Miri, a good puppet master never shows her strings. I inhale a clump of dust. When was the last time Mom vacuumed in here?
Good morning,
Miri sings, placing the tray at the foot of the bed.
I made you breakfast. You're my favorite mother in the entire world.
As I told Miri last night, there are 5 techniques by which to best manipulate your parents. Sucking up, presenting an intellectual argument, staging an emotional ambush, promising to spend more time with them, and annoying them. The best attacks combine at least 3 of the above. So far, she's not bad at the sucking up part. I sneak my head up to watch the action unfold. Mom opens one eye.
I'm your only mother in the entire world.
Not true. I have a stepmother. She counts. But you're the best.
She kind of counts. What's all this?
Mom props herself up against her headboard and bites into a muffin.
A token of my appreciation.
Appreciation for what?
For being so wonderful. And for taking the time to consider what I'm about to say.
Mom cocks an eyebrow.
Yes.
I want you to reconsider your Sam Sorter decision. I've spent all night thinking about it, and it's something I really want to do. Last night, you somehow got the impression that this is all Rachel's idea, but it isn't. Rachel doesn't even want to do it. I'm the one who wants a Sam Sorta.
Oh, Mom says between chews. I didn't realize.
Miri, oh so casually, looks at me for her next move. I mouth,
intellectual argument.
She nonchalantly turns back.
I know you don't want to be involved in the witchcraft community, and I respect that. But as a maturing witch, I need to make that decision for myself. And before I make a decision, I need to be educated.
Go, intellectual Miri, go!
You've always taught us to gather the facts first, and that's what I'm trying to do. Learn. The Sam Sorta experience would be an excellent opportunity for learning.
Mom puts down the muffin.
I see.
Miri leans in, extra eager.
So, can I do it?
Let me think about it. I'm not saying no, but I'm not saying yes.
Miri nods solemnly.
I understand. Have a good day. I love you.
She steps on me on her way out. I yelp, silently. Mom sips her coffee.
And tell your sister to get off the floor.
Operation Convince Mom to Let Miri Have a Sam Sorta, take two. I borrow Tammy's cell and head to the school stairwell. Luckily, the end of my lunch coincides with the beginning of Miri's. I make sure I am alone on the stairs before I call my sister's phone. Are you ready? I ask. Are you pumped?
I can't believe what I'm about to do.
Do you want to have a Sam Sorta or not?
I do,
she says. Then go ahead. Use conference.
Okay, hold on.
She dials, and then we hear Mom's cheerful,
honey son, Carol speaking,
greeting.
Mom?
Miri, is everything okay? Where are you?
We never call her at work during the day, and she sounds appropriately panicked.
Everything is fine. I was just wondering if you've given the Sam Sorta any more thought. I really want to do it. I'd love to meet other witches my age.
Miri, no cell phones during school. It'll be confiscated.
Oh, don't worry. I'm in my special spot.
What special spot? You haven't left school grounds, have you?
Of course not. I'm in the second floor bathroom. In the back stall. I have lunch here sometimes. You know, when no one wants to sit with me.
Kabang! Emotional ambush. Just like we planned. Bring on the waterworks. My mom gasps.
Oh, Miri.
Don't worry. I don't mind. Sure, the toilet isn't the best table. My milk carton sometimes falls inside. But it's only a few times a week. 4, max.
We didn't even practice this stuff. She is ad-libbing.
Anyway, I'll let you get back to work,
Miri concludes.
Love you.
We hang up, and she calls me right back.
How did I do?
You're a natural.
I know, huh? Think she'll let me do it?
Definitely. After school, tell her again how important it is to you, how isolated you feel, and how you think this would be really good for you. Something flashes at the bottom of the stairs. Wendolyn. I have to go, I mutter. Your witch friend is zapping herself all over town. Tell Mom I'm going to Tammy's after school, but I'll be home for dinner.
Will do. Love you.
You too. Wait, Mir?
Yeah?
You don't really eat on the toilet bowl, do you?
She laughs.
No, don't be disgusting.
I end the call and stick the phone in my back pocket.
Wendolyn, you have to stop doing that in public.
She slams her palm against her forehead.
Whoops! Sorry, I keep forgetting. I've been flying around the school trying to find you. I checked the cafeteria first, but you weren't there.
Great.
What if somebody saw her?
I was until about 5 minutes ago.
It's all good. I had to pop home for my gym clothes. I forgot to bring them.
By pop, I'm assuming she means zap.
So, how's my outfit today?
She asks, twirling. She's wearing a black mesh skirt with a velvet turtleneck, fishnets, and black boots.
Better?
Better, I say. Not by much. Very goth.
I know! Fun, huh?
Where do you get your clothes anyway? Some witch catalog?
No, silly. On 8th Street, at my cousin Ursula's. Didn't she mention it? She has a store that sells clothes and jewelry. She went to FET and everything. It's all good.
Don't you mean FIT? Fashion Institute of Technology?
No, FET. Familiars, Enchantments, and Talismans. A post-secondary witch course that you can take in Paris during the summer.
She pulls on her necklace.
She made this. You like?
Is that a silver broom?
Yeah, a broom charm. Fun, huh? You can add as many charms as you want. Spell books, wands, cats.
Cute, if you want people to think you're a weirdo.
She sells a ton of them. They've gotten really popular.
The first bell rings. I'm going up, I tell her as a rush of students rams its way into the stairwell.
You? I'm going down. I have to go to the bathroom before class. I didn't realize that you have to ask to use it. Isn't that ridiculous?
I laugh. That you have to ask or that you didn't know?
I have so much to remember.
A wave of cool air blows through the hall and Wendolyn vanishes. If only she could remember to use the stairs.
She said yes!
Miri screams when I get home from Tammy's. She throws her arms around my neck.
Yay, yay, yay!
We do a victory dance in front of the door.
You're brilliant,
she cheers.
It was the bonding plea that finally did it. I told her that having a Samsorda would make me feel so much closer to her. I'm so happy,
she says.
You are the best sister in the whole world.
I know. I kick off my shoes. Is Mom home?
No. She went to dinner with Lex. She left us pizza money. Oh, and I got you black and white cookies. Your favorite. Do you want one?
Thank you. Boy, it's nice to be appreciated. I dump my bag on the floor near the closet and head into the kitchen.
I am just so excited. It's going to be so much fun. I'll meet so many people. I'll get a great overview of magic. It'll perfectly top off my training.
She carries over a plate of cookies and a steaming cup of cocoa. It's always fun when Mom goes out with Lex. Miri and I get to have dessert before dinner.
Hey,
Miri says,
I've been meaning to ask you, how's your training going?
My what?
Your witch training with Mom. You know how she made me do it last year and how I'm almost done with it? You didn't think she'd let you get away without it, did you?
Oh, right. Training. Well, we haven't started it exactly. I bite into the deliciousness.
Yum.
I can't imagine what my mom could possibly teach me. I feel like I know more about magic than she does.
Maybe soon.
I think she mentioned something about starting next week.
Seriously?
I take a sip of the hot chocolate.
Yum. Miri added mini marshmallows.
Yup. Lots of bonding with Mom.
I roll my eyes.
It doesn't take too much time, Miri says. Only like 3 hours.
I dig into cookie number 2. 3 hours a week isn't bad.
No, she says forcefully. 3 hours a day.
Eeks. Did Miri spend that much time on her training last year? That doesn't sound like fun. I'm sure she'll do an accelerated version with me. I am smarter. Or at least older.
Maybe. Hey, you know what?
I take another bite of cookie. What?
Sam's sorta training is only once a week. If you did it, I bet Mom would consider it good enough.
But then wouldn't I have to have a Sam sorta?
Well, once you were doing the training...
Wait a sec. The cookies, the you're the best sister routine, the clever intellectual reasoning, the threat of parental bonding. I thump my fists on the kitchen table.
You're using my manipulation techniques on me.
She covers her face with her arm.
Mom said I could only do it if you do too.
Miri...
Please, Rachel, pretty please. She said she doesn't want to worry about me going on my own. She thinks you'll keep an eye on me and keep me from getting mixed up with the wrong crowd. Apparently, I'm not always the best judge of character.
She did get me body snatched over the summer. But still, I don't know, Miri.
Please!
She opens her eyes all wide and sad-looking.
I just want to have people to hang out with. You went to Tammy's after school. Mom went out with Lex. I stayed home by myself and watched television. Alone. Again.
Give me a break.
I just wish I had people to talk to,
she says in her extra squeaky voice.
When you go out with your friends and desert me.
I groan. If you don't stop, I'm going to make you eat this cookie in the bathroom.
Please? How can you say no to me after all the stuff I did for you? The Magels, the dancing spell, the love potion spell, the...
guilt trip?
Please. Please.
I know I'm going to regret this, but I guess I do owe her. Fine, Miri. If it's that important to you, we'll have a Samsorta.
Yes!
She pumps the air in victory.
It's going to be so much fun!
Wild and crazy raffless cemetery fun. Wahoo! What do I have to do?
Nothing, she says happily. Mom is calling charm school tomorrow and signing us both up. That's where Gwendolyn's going too.
You just knew I'd say yes, huh? She blows me a kiss.
I learned from the master.